Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome back to another season of Snoop and Sniffy. Tis I, Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in the town of Pflugerville. I came here to Bark Street from London to help train a new detective for the Dog Detective Agency. And we all know that new detective is now my partner, my friend, my Sniffy.
That's me, Sniffy, dog detective reporting for duty.
You've come a long way since those early days of training, and I must say, you've held your own in our last few cases, especially against my nemesis, Professor Mittens, and my former partner, Elaine the Stork, when they tried to cause chaos here on Bark Street. You were vital in the battle of wits and succeeded with flying colours in restoring order to our little neighbourhood.
Flying colours? Where? I don't remember seeing flying colours.
It's a term of expression, dear Sniffy.
Oh, I'm not too good at those. Aw, I really wanted to see flying colours.
All in due time, Sniffy. We must remain vigilant. Bark Street isn't safe as long as Professor Mittens is out there. But luckily, we're on the case, and she won't get away with any more chaos as long as we're around.
That's right. No one can outmatch the best dog detectives in all of Pflugerville. We are Snoop and Sniffy.
Now, let's see. What do we have on the docket today?
Today? Well, we had breakfast, and then I had second breakfast, then some playtime, and more playtime. Ooh, I think it's about walk time soon.
Walk time isn't till later, but by Jove, look, Sniffy.
Where?
At the bookshelf.
Okay, I see the bookshelf. Am I supposed to see something else?
No, it's what you're not seeing.
Well, I'm not seeing a lot of things. I don't see a cake or a pie or cookies.
You'll notice my beautiful custom-made suede green leash, yes?
Uh-huh.
But where is your leash?
My leash? My leash! It's gone!
Exactly. Where is your leash, Sniffy?
Without a leash, how am I supposed to be able to go on a walk? Oh no, this is tragic. Walk time is my favorite time, just after food time, nap time, and play time.
Go on and give the bookshelf a sniff.
I'm definitely getting something. It's a familiar smell. I've smelled this before.
Whoever took your leash must be someone we know.
But why would they take my leash?
That, young lad, is what we are going to find out. We need to call in our best undercover detective.
Secret agent number 9?
Oh no, not Lorraine. She's not in the agency, but don't tell her I said that. I mean Poot, of course.
Did someone say Poot? 'Cause I'm Poot the Groundhog, and I'm here reporting for duty.
Poot, someone took my leash, and now the schlubs won't be able to take me on walk time.
But don't you walk all the time?
Well, yes, but it's different. How can I be walked up and down Bark Street without my leash?
I'm not a dog, just an undercover groundhog detective. But I think you can just walk up and down Bark Street without a leash.
But...
The point is, Sniffy's leash is missing, and we have to find it.
Got it, Captain.
Have you seen anything suspicious today, Poot?
Nope. No more than usual. Lorraine gave out a ticket to Steve the Duck for eating a paper airplane. Bean the Pomeranian tried to get a crowd to watch him jump over a turtle.
Turtles are my favorite. Where?
Focus, Sniffy.
With this new information about a missing leash, I will be on the lookout.
It's red and long and looks like a leash.
Poot's on it. Poot!
Thank you, Poot. Now, while Poot is observing the neighbourhood, you and I should go and ask others about if they've seen your leash. Let's start with Donna. I can see her over in that yonder trash can. Maybe someone threw the leash away.
Why would someone throw away my precious leash?
I mean, it's old and ratty, at least compared to my leash.
But it's my special leash.
Yes, the heart wants what it wants.
And what I want is trash. Hi, Snoop. Hi, Sniffy.
Hi, Donna. It sure looks cozy in that trash can. Sometimes I think maybe I could be a raccoon, too.
Let me tell you, being a raccoon isn't all trash naps and being cute. It's also a lot of late night sneaking around.
Speaking of the late night, did you see anyone suspicious hanging around the Schlubs' house last night? Sniffy's leash is missing.
Ooh, I found a decaying banana. I see anyone suspicious? Hard to say. It was pretty dark last night. No moon. But no, I can't say that I did.
You haven't seen any cute red leashes in any of the trash cans you visited this morning?
I have not. Was that Lorraine? I can't let her give me another ticket. Sorry about your leash, Sniffy. I'll keep my eyes peeled. Though it is hard for me to see during the day. Bye.
So, the leash hasn't been seen in any trash bins, and Donna didn't notice anyone suspicious.
Maybe Lorraine knows something. Lorraine! Hey, Lorraine!
Stop shouting, Sniffy, or I'll give you a ticket. Did I just see Donna the raccoon skedaddle out of that trash bin?
That's not important right now. My leash is missing.
Oh, that ratty old red leash?
It's not ratty.
Yes it is, and no, I haven't seen it at all. Now, excuse me, I have to go give Donna a ticket. Donna, come back.
Snoop, what if we never find my leash again?
Don't give up hope, young lad. We've never failed a case yet. I have utter faith that you and I will figure out what happened to your leash. There's always an explanation, always a solution.
Hoot! Reporting back for duty.
Ah, as I was saying, what do you have for us, Poot?
Well, in the short amount of time since I've left you, I scoured the neighborhood through my underground tunnels and...
Leash?
No.
Oh.
But I did find a most magical place, a place I've never seen before.
Ooh, is it the banana field or a big bouncy house?
No, it's a construction site.
A construction site? That sounds cool. Wait, what is a construction site?
It's a plot of land where the humans are going to be building something new.
Yes, there's all sorts of poles and beams and other fun things to run across. Maybe your leash got taken there?
Interesting thought process, Spoot. I like it. We might as well check out this new construction site and see if anything or anyone is up to no good around there. Well done, Poot.
Just doing what Poot does best.
You really think my leash might be at this construction site?
It's possible. Only one way to find out. Poot, lead the way.
Follow me. It's over here, past the park and around the corner from the country club. Here we are.
Whoa, this looks like the most fun playground ever. What could they be building?
Yes. I believe I know what this building is to become.
What will it become?
I will reveal that when the time is right. But for now, let us proceed with caution and enter the construction site. The trail has led us to this new construction site on Bark Street. What could they be building? And is Sniffy's leash somewhere inside? Dear listeners, never enter a construction site on your own. Safety first. Why don't you take a break while Sniffy, Poot and I put on our safety suits? See you soon.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, friends. Sniffy's leash is missing, and without it, he can't go on walk time, which would make him quite sad. Our early search has led us to this construction site on the edge of Bark Street. We must be extra careful in an active construction site, so please stay close. Now, let us see if we can find this leash.
It sure is loud here in this construction site. Don't they ever stop drilling? Oh, that doesn't smell good at all. And I usually like all smells.
That would be the concrete. They are laying the foundation for this building.
The foundation?
Yes. A foundation is the part of the structure that keeps the building attached to the ground.
So it won't fall over like poof?
Yes, so it won't fall over like poof.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought you to this construction site. I just thought maybe a clue would be here.
And a clue there is.
There is?
There is?
There is indeed. In the spinning cement truck, I noticed an odd clicking sound.
What was the sound?
Look and see.
My leash harness! It's stuck in cement! But wait, where's the rest of my leash?
I believe we have a trail. See those two indented lines in the cement?
Yeah.
Those lead off, leaving a trail of cement in their wake.
Into the park? Who would do this? And to my beloved leash? I'm so upset that I think I lost my ability to smell. I can't even sniff anymore, and my name is Sniffy.
Sniffy, that's because you got a little too close to the wet cement and it blocked off your nose.
Oh.
Wipe it off in that grass before it hardens.
I can smell again. Now let's go get this culprit. My harness is ruined, but they must still have the leash.
To the park.
That smell. I'm getting that smell again. Where do I recognize it from?
The cement trail. It ends in the lake.
Aha! 'Twas a fish who stole my leash. I knew it.
Or a duck?
Hi, Snoop. Sniffy. Poot.
Steve the duck. What did you just eat, Steve?
That? Oh, just some dried mangoes a human left on the bench. I'd offer you some, but I ate all of them.
Did you eat my leash?
Your leash? I would never. Or, well, maybe. I don't know. What does a leash taste like?
I knew it!
Steve the Duck didn't take your leash, Sniffy.
Thank you, Snoop. Wait, what?
He couldn't have taken your leash. Whoever took your leash didn't waddle from the construction site. They wheeled. And when they entered the pond, they were able to clean off the dried cement.
But now that they cleaned off the cement, we can't follow the trail anymore.
Alas, that is true. But now the trail cannot be physically seen, but it is here inside my large brain. For I know who the culprit is.
You do?
But of course. We just need the proof now, and to find him.
Poot can find anybody. Send me after the culprit, Snoop.
It's hailing! Take cover!
That wasn't hail. That was Fred the Squirrel.
Sorry about that. I meant to have a no-splash dive, but I never seem to master it.
Fred, did you take my leash?
I didn't take any acorns. I mean, wait, what was the question?
Fred didn't take your leash, Sniffy. But maybe he can help us find who did.
Yeah, I'm helpful like that. A leash? Wait. Is yours that ratty old red one?
Some would call it well-loved.
You've seen the leash?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was Sniffy's, otherwise I would have just said something.
And where is he now?
Up on Pflugerville Knoll, trying out another one of his inventions.
To the knoll. Let's go, Snoop. Wheeler, it's you.
Hiya, folks. What do you think of my new invention?
Poot is impressed.
Is that a kite with a basket in it? I love kites. Wait a minute. That's my leash.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, can I borrow your leash? I forgot to ask in all my excitement about this invention.
Wheeler, what exactly is going on?
Well, late last night, inspiration struck. What if I could create my own kite with a basket to give a small creature a thrilling ride? But I needed something stronger than a string. I felt a leash would be perfect. I remembered Sniffy's leash was old and ratty.
It's not ratty, it's well-loved.
So I thought he'd be fine with me using it. I wheeled over to the schlubs and borrowed the leash. Then I needed something strong to attach the kite to the leash. So I went to the construction site and used some cement. I waited for it to harden, and look, it worked!
My leash looks pretty good as a kite.
Wanna whirl on it?
What?
Yeah, get in. The wind is perfect right now.
Okay.
Wheeler, we are all very appreciative of your inventions and gadgets. But next time, please ask before you take something that isn't yours.
Yeah, you're right. It was wrong of me to take Sniffy's leash. I was so in the moment of inspiration that I just wasn't thinking. Do you forgive me?
Whoa, I'm flying, Snoop! Look, I'm flying! This is so cool! I didn't even need to use the jetpack!
Looks like he forgives you.
The schlubs can get me a new leash. It was time anyways. This ratty leash is much better served as a flying kite string. Yahoo!
Hoot wants to try it out next.
What about you, Snoop? Want a ride?
I think I'll stick to the ground. Thank you very much, Wheeler. So, as the saying goes, one dog's ratty leash is another dog's kite string. No, that can't be a phrase. But in this case, it works. Speaking of cases, another one solved by me, the greatest dog detective of all time. Well, I think it's about walk time. So I will leave you, dear listeners. Don't forget, if you've enjoyed our little show, you'll love all the other shows from Go Kid Go. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, always be detecting. Now, where is my leash? Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the upside down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale, But at the upside down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.